Australia and Canada sign largest ever defense deal for Arctic radar system. Australia is to make its largest ever defense export, having signed off a $2.5 billion deal to supply Canada with the over-the-horizon radar system. Australian Defence Minister Richard Merlies and Canada's Secretary of State for Defence Procurement Stephen Foor put pen to paper on the deal earmarked last year and signed off in Canberra on June 22. Today's agreement really is a historic moment for Australia's defence industry, but it is also a historic moment in the bilateral relationship between Australia and Canada, Merlies said. Conventional radar can't detect objects beyond the horizon due to the curvature of the Earth, but OTHR uses two techniques to extend its range to as far as 3,000 kilometers. One method bounces signals off the ionosphere, a layer of the Earth's atmosphere, back down toward the planet's surface, far beyond the horizon. The echo then travels back via the same path to be picked up by massive receiver arrays. The other approach uses lower frequencies, in which electromagnetic waves physically bend around the Earth's curvature, usually closely following the ocean surface. The deal builds on Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's March 2025 announcement that the two countries develop an over-the-horizon radar capability based on Australia's world-leading Jindalee operational radar network. It is the first international sale of the technology and will support over 300 high-value technical jobs at the manufacturer, BAE Systems, and its suppliers. By combining decades of Australian research into JRN with Canada's experience with high-frequency radar, the equipment could extend the country's surveillance throughout the Arctic using what will be known as the Arctic Over-the-Horizon Radar. The total project cost for Canada will be in the vicinity of $6 billion Canadian dollars. Meanwhile, Canadian Secretary Foor said he was also interested in Australia's Ghost Bat drone, which German officials are also keen to acquire. "I'm quite interested," Foor said. "Collaborative combat aircraft are a thing, and it seems like Australia has got a bit of a lead there, so I'm curious to see where that's at." Broader cooperation planned. The announcement marks the first stage of a broader Australia-Canada collaboration on AOTHR. Both countries say they are committed to exploring further opportunities for joint development and deepening defence industrial ties. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the agreement would further strengthen interoperability between trusted partners while driving industrial growth and innovation in both nations. "Working together on OTHR systems will support the delivery of early warning and surveillance capabilities in the Indo-Pacific and North Atlantic, contributing to our collective security in an increasingly complex strategic environment." As close friends and valued partners, Australia and Canada's relationship is grounded in decades of operational cooperation, shared strategic interests, and deep collaboration through the Five Eyes partnership, he said. Minister for Defence Industry Pat Conroy called JRN a great Aussie success story, and said the agreement with Canada would directly support its ongoing evolution and resilience. Australia is set to commence delivery of Canada's AOTHR capability on July 1 this year.